Let the fun begin.
We welcome you in live to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. I'm Carl Nathy. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. We're bringing you live coverage of the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16. The first game of the day, Magoffin County, their first ever trip to the Boys Sweet 16. They beat Perry County Central 54-47. Later, it was Lyon County besting Ashland Blazer 45-43. The first game tonight, Adair County 72, Marshall County 55. So we have Lyon County and Adair County in one Friday quarterfinal. Magoffin County will match up against the winner of this next game coming up in 15 minutes from right now. It's Great Crossing, the Region 11 champions out of Scott County. They're 34-1, and they're top-ranked in the state entering this tournament. Region 8's Spencer County, they're champion in Region 8. First time Spencer County has been here in the Boys Sweet 16. And the same for Great Crossing, which is a school that's just a few years old. It's coming up in just about 15 minutes from right now. Dave Baker of WKYT and the UK Network will call the play-by-play. Two-time Kentucky Wildcat national champion Cameron Mills will provide the expert analysis. Dave will talk with the head coaches and get their thoughts on the upcoming game. We'll do that right after this message, the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owings.
This Sweet 16 broadcast, a service of Allen's IGA.
Welcome back into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Spencer County coach Jason Burns is here with us. Anybody left in Spencer County?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, we've had more than we've even expected, and that was a lot. So, no, there's nobody left.
I don't know your history. Are you from there? Did you come into the school system? Or?
I'm not from there. I'm from Scottsburg, Indiana, and I worked for Coach Tino at Louisville for when I my sure. student assistant. And I loved Louisville, and I stayed there. And then I was an assistant coach at South Oldham. And then we won the region in 2013, and then I took the Spencer County job and been there since.
So
11th year.
11th year. So, and this is first time ever, is that?
First time ever in school history, yeah.
What's it been like for you and for the kids?
It was a whirlwind those first couple days. I mean, we had so much support. We joke, we had 150 people follow us from the regional, from Henry County Tuesday night. And Wednesday, we had people donated money for our tickets, or for our students.
Students don't have to pay, right?
Yeah, we got it. I don't know if we'll have 600, 700, 800, whatever. But yeah, and we had more than we anticipated. So they've had to keep buying more tickets. So it's been good. Yeah, we've kind of had to finally say no. Like sometimes, hey, how many team dinners can we have? And like, no, sorry, But it's been good.
What was it for you down the stretch that got you guys playing well enough to come out of the region?
Well, we played a tough schedule. I think that really helped. And then our defense in rebounding since Christmas break really has been a lot. I think we're 18 out of our last 19, and that's all because of our defense and rebounding. I mean, we shoot it well, and offensively we space it, and we really like our offense, but our defense and rebounding has picked up, and it's taken us to where we're right here.
Right. So. You guys have played so well. So my question is this isn't meant as any disrespect. I mean, Greg Crossan's an 800-pound gorilla. I mean, do you and your kids feel like you're here playing with house money?
Well, we played them in the King of the Bluegrass last year.
Okay.
Didn't have a good second quarter, but, hung with them. I think we ended up losing 9, 11, something like that. So, our kids know them.
It's not a David Goliath.
We try not to make it that way, but, I mean, we know it's a tall task, and we got to shoot the ball well and, get some lucky breaks and – And we've got to be able to just compete on the boards. As tough as that's going to be, we got to do our hang in there. So,
how do you hang in there and handle a 7-footer?
Well, we just got to try to get in the inside of them and battle like heck, So, we've been doing that, and we got to make shots, which we're well capable of. And I don't know that we've shot the ball real well over the regional tournament, and but we're capable of it. So. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Welcome back into the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network. We're here with Scott, great crossing coach.
Come on now.
It's tough for me now. How old are you, Steve?
53.
There is such great basketball history there. I got to Georgetown in 78 and graduated 82 and seen all those great teams. It's a wonderful basketball community.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, I graduated from Scott Cain in 88, moved there in 77, so we love our basketball in Georgetown, that's for sure.
And tell me about what it's been like for the community with Great Crossing getting there for the first time.
You know, we went around to the middle schools and elementary schools that feed into us the last couple of days, and just the outpouring of love was pretty awesome. You know, my phone's blown up for a few days, obviously, with a lot of well wishes. So, you know, no matter, I know some people are still, you know, pro Scott County and don't worry about Great Crossing still in our community. But at the same point, I think for the most part, you know, whether it's Scott County or Great Crossing, most communities pretty happy that one of us are here.
I would think so. Talk about your team. You said the other day on the call that you didn't realize how much pressure you were under until that last shot went in against Catholic.
Yeah, and I think what I meant by that is, you know, all year, you know, the last couple years we lost in the region semifinals, and we felt like we had the team this year that should be here. So when you do that, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but it's you feel like, hey, you want to get these kids over the hump.
So we're standing right here by the team right now.
We're ready.
And they seem really ready.
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready to go. So they've been locked in all year. We've played so many games, obviously not played in Rupp Arena, but, you know, we took them to Xavier and played a game.
That's right.
Not in front of the amount of people, but the same type of facility. We played the Beach Ball Classic, 94-foot. So they haven't seen anything we won't see tonight, except for the fact we're at the greatest tournament in the world.
It is. So, and a lot of people, I would say, Steve, they are mistaken if they think it's just Malachi and a bunch of his buddies.
Oh, you're not kidding. We've got a lot of guys. So, you know, any of our starting five could have great games and score 20 or more at any point. And honestly, we got a couple kids off the bench, you know, that can do the same. I mean, in the region finals, I think I only played those kids 7 or 8 minutes combined because that happens sometimes. But they're going to play a big part tonight, I think, because we want to pressure them. We really change our team when Jalen Warren and L.J. Holman come off the bench, because they really defend. So they bring our defensive intensity way up when they come in.
And last question, you need that defensive intensity because of the amount of threes these guys get in the year.
860 out of 1,803 shots on the year. So,
anybody's counting.
Yeah, so that's the one thing, Dave, when you get, you know, when you win on a Tuesday and don't play till the next Wednesday, I think between their network, flipping through some games to see some things, I've probably watched pieces and parts of about 15 to 17 Spencer County games. The one game we played last year. So yeah, we've seen a lot. So, you know, at some point you feel like maybe you're overdoing it, but at the same time you want to do the kids, you know, a service, and then you've really got nothing to do for eight days but scout your next opponent. So yeah, it's been a blast, though.
Being a part of that community, it's got to be so special for you, Steve. Congratulations and best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Welcome in.
in to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington, where we're set to wrap up the opening day of the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSA, Return, Refresh, Refuel, and by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathy here with you. Let's get right to the starting lineups. First of all, for the visitors from Spencer County, who come in here for the first time ever, Keaton Baird is a 6'5 senior guard. Number 13, Andrew Barron, is a 6'1 senior guard. Camden Cox at 6'2 a guard. Luke Earhart, 6 foot at a guard. And Kellen Marksberry at 5'10. They are all guards, they are all seniors, and they are coached by Jason Burns. On the other side, for the Great Crossing Warhawks, the number one team in Kentucky, a sparkling record of 34-1. Janias Burrell, 5'9 point guard, is a junior. Vince Dawson III is a junior guard at 6'5. Jeremiah Godfrey at 6'7, a senior forward. Gage Richardson, a 6'4 guard, he's a junior. And the junior that everybody's talking about, Malachi Moreno, 7'1, and he keys things for Great Crossing. And those are our Clark's Pump & Shop starting lineups, brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Cameron Mills, time now for the Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. What do you got for me?
Well, let me give you a statistic that blew me away about this Spencer County team. Number one, they have shot 232 threes in transition this year, which is just outrageous for a high school team. Overall, 863-point shots this season. But on the 232 that they've shot in transition, they make 40% of them. So they're a team that's going to get out and go. And on the other end, you mentioned Malachi Moreno, obviously 7'1". I love how they have him listed as a forward, by the way, not a center, a forward. But then Vince Dawson, he's the one that's 18.4 points a game. Malachi is second to him. So Malachi, obviously, is going to want to dominate the paint. And that's what Spencer County needs to focus on, is how are they going to control. Even if he's not scoring a lot, just his presence inside can change the way their offense goes.
That's our Southland Dairy Farmers Nutrients of the Game. There are 13 key nutrients in a glass of milk. How many can you name? Stay tuned later in our broadcast, and we'll name them. So Spencer County, the home team on our scoreboard, they are in the white with the royal blue trim. Great Crossing, they sport the Kelly green and navy. As we're looking at it from courtside, Spencer County will go from our left to right. If you're watching it on the stream, the cameras are on the other side. Kyle Lovett is our referee. J.R. Reed is one umpire. Terry Carter is the other. And the alternate is Marty Gibson. And Cameron, all throughout this day, we have seen huge crowds here for a Wednesday at the Sweet 16 and another big one tonight.
See crowds up in the upper arena, not just the lower. The lower bowl has been full most every game.
And the opening tap is won by Scott County. Immediately they go down to the baseline. And now kick it back outside to Burrell. He dribbles left to the key. And now he looks to get a screen from Moreno. Does so, but nice switch by Spencer County, and they come up with a steal. It was Luke Earhart who got a hand on it, but batted it out of bounds.
Well, we heard Spencer County's coach talking about, Coach Burns talking about, that they rebounding and defense is how they got here with 18 of their last 19 games, and we saw right there as they try to turn over Great Crossing.
Burrell gets it to Dawson, and his shot is long, but coming from the backside, that's a great play by Jeremiah Godfrey to give Great Crossing an extra possession. First touch for Moreno. And that's a huge mismatch right there.
Well, you kind of wondered if Spencer was going to double down on him at all, but they just left him alone all by himself, was able to get to the hoop easily.
They list Keaton Baird at 6'5", but he sure doesn't look like that going up against Moreno, does he? At the other end in transition, Camden Cox can't hit the three. And Great Crossing in a hurry. The outlet and the alley-oop to Godfrey. Now Great Crossing goes to its press, which can be so effective.
Great job by Spencer County even to break that pressure, because they put it on them real quick.
Here's Cox, guarded out there by Godfrey. Now he swings it over to Earhart. Dribble handoff, Marksberry gets it back to Earhart. And a nice dish underneath. And that's the first bucket of the night for Spencer County. The Bears, Keaton Baird scores. Good action back and forth. Burrell has it out top. Now the first touch for Samuel Seawright, who's in there and gets the start. I don't think we had him on our starting lineup. And out of bounds is called, and Spencer County will take over. We had Drew Barron, number 13, who was listed. Check that. 11 is Gage Richardson, my mistake. Fake the three-pointer. Oh, and Moreno hits that up against the backboard on a reverse by Barron.
A great job by Moreno just to anticipate that but that reverse layup coming, never to get over the other end to block it.
There's Richardson, can't get it to go, but Moreno with the follow-up, and he does that without committing a foul, and now there is a foul in the backcourt.
Like the way Spencer County on the first three possessions where Great Crossing has put the pressure on him, they are trapping the initial inbounds pass, but Spencer County has done a great job of splitting that initial trap and getting the ball to the next person and over court. That time a foul called, so still retain possession, but beating this pressure so far as here comes the pressure again.
Janias Burrell guilty of that foul, his first. At the other end, Barron knocks it down, and there's that triple in transition.
You have to ask yourself the question, if you're Great Crossing, how long are you going to give them that opportunity? Because if you're pressing, you've got a lot of your team on this half of the court. Come down, and you're just opening up transition opportunities for them to bury threes and see if they stay hot or can get hot.
Boy, they go right down inside. What a nice job by Moreno. He was really so deliberate in setting that up and bodied up the defender, and that's his second jam of the first quarter. 8-5, Great Crossing leads Spencer County, and that time Camden Cox slipped. That caused him to throw the ball out of bounds, and here's our first substitution of the night is Jack Armstrong, a 6'5 junior, comes in and he replaces Andrew Barron.
Of all the things that people have said about Malachi Moreno that I've heard watching him play for the first time here other than video, I love how hard he posts up.
Doesn't he?
He doesn't just rely on the fact that he's 7'1". He posts up hard and wants the ball.
That's exactly what he does now. It's off the pretty curl. That jump shot won't fall. Spencer County fights for a rebound as they trail 8-5, 4:40 to play in this opening quarter of the final opening round game on opening day. Cox swings it over. Left-handed three ball is no good from Baird off his left hand. And Richardson dumps it underneath. What a feed to Moreno. Gage Richardson with a pretty assist. And Scott, excuse me, I knew I was going to do that. Great Crossing out of Scott County opens up their biggest lead.
Love the way Great Crossing gets their hands up on defense. They are trying to deny and trying to get, again, right up in their face, not letting the pass get any look at the basket.
This time off the curl. That's a pretty shot and a tough shot. And that was Luke Earhart who knocked it down.
Just think about the difficulty in going in, knowing that Moreno's sitting back there ready to block shots, but yet taking in with a lot of aggression, Spencer County.
Steve Page was worried a little bit about how his team might come out. They won the region last Tuesday. Wow. And there's a foul as...
Might be fair to say that this Great Crossing team has some athletes.
Jack Armstrong was guilty of the foul. As Jeremiah Godfrey went up and tried to flush it. Another substitution for Spencer County. 25, Jason Combs, a 6'3 junior, checks in to replace Keaton Baird.
Godfrey went up, as you said. I didn't expect an attempted dunk there. That was off one pass. A quick pass and then just no dribble. Just went right up and tried to stuff it left-handed.
And he got up quick. I mean, there was some explosion there. 11-7. Great Crossing on top as we're at 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Spencer County with it now. No place
For Armstrong to go, here's a steal and a finish.
Again, the quickness of great crossing, hands in the passing lanes, denying the ball, getting a hand up on the whoever's has the ball, trying to limit their vision of interior passing. They're active with their hands.
Janias Burrell gets that bucket to go. And here come the Hawks again on a run, and the Warhawks are really rolling here early at Rupp Arena. They've extended the lead to 8.
That was a quick 8.
And as Jason Burns stomps his feet over on the sideline, Spencer County will take timeout. Fans, Milk and Milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Do you know what they are, Kim?
I believe calcium might be one.
Calcium is one.
Niacin.
Niacin is
phosphorus.
One. Protein. Vitamin B, vitamin D, vitamin A, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid.
Well said.
Zinc.
Yep.
Selenium, iodine, and potassium.
And I believe phosphorus is on that list.
Phosphorus is on that list.
Right.
Absolutely. That's the 13 essential nutrients in milk provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. And now, Great Crossing is going to have their first substitution of the game. Jalen Warren, 5'10 guard, who's a senior. I thought he was going to check in. Nope, he's not going to check in yet.
I love it when coaches make those decisions. Send somebody to the scorer's table and then immediately call him right back out.
Well, the question is, was he sent to the scorer's table? Did he think he heard something? Here's that pressure by Great Crossing again. And finally, Cox. Now, I thought he got it across the line, and he did. They go down court. And how about that?
Great job by Jason Combs. Jackson Combs that time, excuse me.
Combs went up over.
Did you
Moreno.
Expect to see a 7'1" forward throw a lob pass to a, 6'5" forward?
Brother, there is a reason that everybody in basketball is looking at him. And we're seeing it firsthand tonight. We've come to our first media timeout. 2:22 to go in the first period of play. It's Great Crossing 15 and Spencer County 9 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Top team stats coming into this tournament. Field goal percentage for the season. Great Crossing, the leader, 55% from the field. And individually, they have the top rebounder in this tournament. Malachi Moreno, 13 rebounds per game. Let's go back to Dave and Cameron.
55% on the season. They're only shooting 70% right now from the field.
But do you know why, Carl and Cameron?
Seems like they're getting a lot in the paint.
They're shooting down the basket.
Instead of shooting up at it, they're shooting down from it.
Yeah.
I did that once.
No,
I did.
Once in your career, not once in a while.
Yeah, but certainly not once in a while.
And so here comes Spencer County. Kick it off to the right baseline. And that jumper won't fall for Combs. They go cross court. Wow, and something is going on. Something is going on out here. Somebody got busted in the mouth.
Yeah. Looked like is Dawson. That... I think it was Dawson down here on the other end. Got hit inadvertently in the nose. I think he's just got a nosebleed. from getting hit because he immediately grabbed it.
I was really concerned initially because I thought he was holding his throat. I thought he might have.
Yeah, I think it's his nose, but I think the Great Crossing whole bench was like, wait a minute, we got blood all over the court. I mean, you can't see it if you're watching, but there are drips of blood that they're going to need to clean up. The officials are going to look for it right now. I can see a couple from here.
So Richardson comes back into the lineup. Yeah, they do. And they'll now try to get somebody to come over and clean it up. There you go. There's somebody from the Great Crossing bench.
It's not like you've got any history in Scott County.
You know what, though? It's a good time to talk about that history over there because it's all over that community. I mean, you look at what Mutt Varney did as a coach and Billy Ray Reynolds. We think a lot this week about Billy Hicks.
Absolutely.
Who's gone far too soon.
Yep.
And
one of the best coaches. I think his record proves maybe the best coach in Kentucky basketball history.
And then at the college level, Jim Reed and Happy Osborne and all the success they had over at Georgetown College.
They know their basketball up in that county.
I remember when I was in school over there, I started refereeing basketball for Jack Wise, who was an SEC official, and I called games for Bernie Jenkins. So 42 years ago this week, Tommy Young, a fraternity brother of mine, and I, everybody else went to Florida.
For spring break.
Yes.
But not Dave Baker.
No, we came to see the Sweet 16, and the reason we did it was because we stayed in Bernie's room at the Hyatt. He was officiating the tournament, and he's called 7 or 8 Sweet 16 championship games. I mean, numerous KHSA state football championships. And now Bernie is here tonight as the mayor of Georgetown. And the guy who is continuing to watch over this basketball success in Georgetown. And, of course, the Warhawks have done this. This is only the fifth year the school's been open.
Yeah, I mean, you've got two teams out here, neither of which have ever been in the Sweet 16. And one of them kind of looks like they've got a little nerves going on. The other one looks like this is their 20th appearance in the Sweet 16.
Fans, listen throughout the tournament for the off-the-glass shots brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
I think it's also important to note, though, in spite of how dominant Great Crossing has looked early in this game, with only 6 minutes gone, they're only up 6 points. So the scoreboard would not indicate how dominant they've looked. Spencer County coming out in the 2-3 zone now.
See what they can do there after that delay. Moreno flips it back out front to Burrell. Now Richardson, left baseline. They go back to Burrell. Nice cross-court pass. Everybody was looking at Moreno. And my goodness, was that an assist. Off the dribble. Jumper, no good from Luke Earhart. And here comes Richardson. Lob! Oh, my gosh.
Line drive.
Was Godfrey up there? They get the rebound. Now Godfrey gets a second rebound. And watch him go back up. Left-hander over his left shoulder with the right hand. And now the lead is up to 10.
You see the intensity that not only got that rebound, but again, posted up hard, backed his man down to get that little jump hook.
This is the first time I've seen him play in person. That guy plays hard.
Yeah.
Drive against Moreno. Good luck. Could be at 3 seconds. Yes, it is.
Moreno didn't even have to block a shot. No. Didn't even have to attempt to block a shot because he knew that, you know what, Jack Armstrong, when he got the ball down that low post, he knew he had Moreno hovering over him, so he immediately got caught and wound up getting the 3-second call called against him, a turnover going back towards Great Crossing's ball.
And after the false start, number 3, Jalen Warren, the 5'10 senior, does chuck in now for the first time tonight. There he is with a basketball. Burrell, wow, what a runner there as Janias Burrell hangs and hits.
Burrell kind of got himself caught up in the air, didn't know what to do, just kind of took it up, a little floater, drilled it.
20 seconds left in the first quarter. There's a drive and a bucket and one. And that was a courageous basket by Earhart as he drew the contact and will shoot the free throw.
Great job. And Spencer County needed that. They needed to kind of stop the onslaught here. Great Crossing came out after that little stoppage because of the blood on the court and put together back-to-back shots. and extended the lead. Spencer County needed to make a little run of their own, so great job.
So Vince Dawson, who had the blood, is back in there now. He checks in along with zero, L.J. Holman, 6'1 freshman, and number 11, Samuel Seawright, a 5'8 sophomore, in there for Spencer County. So the lead is 9, and you would think that Great Crossing would take the last shot, and now it looks like they are as we're down to 10 seconds. Floater in the lane, no good. Rebounded by the Bears. Shot at the buzzer from half court, won't count. And the first quarter is in the books. And it's Great Crossing leading Spencer County 21-12 at the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. And we appreciate you listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Morehead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 00169.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Morehead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmorehead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We're your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Big Four Lumber, Ace Hardware.
Richardson, nice leave inside. Dawson had it taken away. Once again, here come the Bears. That is a deep, deep three, and Cox can't connect. And it's off a Great Crossing hand.
It's kind of three you usually see maybe, what, at the end of the quarter, end of the half? We talked about their transition threes. I don't know if that one should count, though. It wasn't transition. He took him so deep.
Last time I've seen a three that deep in this building was Tayshaun Prince against North Carolina.
It's about from the same distance he took that fifth one, yeah.
He was touching the logo. Spencer County challenged to get the ball inbounds. They finally do.
Great Crossing defense is just so long.
Boy, and there's another long one. That time he came back and got the second one. Cox missed that long one, but got that one.
Again, that was a challenge one, too. Holman out there on the challenge got up in his face. He still was able to drill it.
And that cuts the Great Crossing lead to 6. There's a three the other way. My goodness. What a rebound there by Godfrey.
Godfrey just kind of rips the ball out of the air.
Oh, my gosh. He is an angry rebounder.
Well said. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Baseline shot won't fall. Two looks that time for Janias Burrell.
Well, they all of a sudden they weren't falling, but Spencer County continues to fight. Look, they're giving up not only just to Moreno, but I mean the hype that they're giving up to Jeremiah Godfrey. And, I mean, just the rest of this great crossing team, Spencer County just is not, does not have the advantage in the height department, but they are fighting down low.
Keaton Baird just went limping out for Spencer County. He was replaced in lineup by 13. Steal the other way, and there's...
It looked like Vince Donson that time, who got the steal, anticipated the pass great, picked it up at the half-court line, but then as the Spencer County player kind of came up on him to prevent, you know, try to challenge his layup, kind of threw his elbow up and looked like he caught the Spencer County player right in the face, the official right on top of that one, I think, with a great call.
So Dawson with his first foul, that's only the fourth against the Warhawks. Right back comes Spencer County.
Way Godfrey out here just challenging.
Crazy.
We're 45 feet from the goal.
Runner in the lane, and that is Samuel Seawright, the 5'8 sophomore. And the Spencer County crowd to our left beginning to come alive as they have cut the lead to four. Jumper that time from Burrell won't fall. And another rebound for Spencer County despite Great Crossing's height. It's been one and done for the Warhawks. Seawright got it again. And now Great Crossing really extending that defense. Swing it back around. Three-pointer over top of Moreno. My goodness. That is Jack Armstrong. And it's 21-20. Moreno got it on the baseline, kicked it back out, and that is a sweet three-pointer from Janias Burrell.
Not just that, but Moreno with the wherewithal to get the ball in the low post, not force something. He drew the defense in, was able to hit Burrell right on the top of the key.
Drive, nothing doing. And Burrell quickly up court, tried to get it to Moreno. What a catch! What a catch! Still doesn't finish, and it's Spencer County ball.
I mean, what do you do other than you got four guys from Spencer County down there battling the 7'1" Moreno, and he's still got the height, even without jumping, to just reach up and grab his missed shot, put a body on him and push him out all you want. But
there he is right now off the inbounds, and he couldn't score again. Jason Combs checked back in for Spencer County. Drive that got Moreno up in the air. And Steve Page is not upset. He thought that his big man has been getting hit down at the other end. And the Spencer County crowd going crazy as the lead is just two. Fans' adventure awaits off the beaten paths in the foothills of Eastern Kentucky. Moorhead and Rowan County. You can make it from Spencer County High School in Taylorsville to Moorhead in 122 miles. The trip from Great Crossing in Scott County to Moorhead, just 83. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. And now let's check in with Carl Nathy. Carl?
All right, Dave, this sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel to KHSAA. Been a busy first half for the athletic trainers. First, late that first quarter, Great Crossing, Vince Dawson the third. His nose was bloodied. It took quite a while to clean it and get the bleeding stopped. Had to clean his uniform. The Rupp Arena cleanup crew, Johnny on the spot, getting the floor cleaned up. And now Spencer County, Keaton Baird, his left ankle injury. They took the shoe off. The trainer testing out that left ankle. It looks like they're going to retape it and see if he can't go back in the game. Back to you.
Thanks, Carl. I believe the largest lead, I don't think it got up to 12. I know it was at 10. Burrell off the curl. Now they go over to Richardson. Dump it down low to Godfrey. Back to Richardson. He penetrates. And the floater off the glass goes in.
Thomas, one of those things when you know you got Moreno and even Godfrey down on that low post, sometimes you can take what might look like an ill-advised shot just because you know you got some offensive rebounding almost guaranteed.
Armstrong swings it over to Barron. Now they go right wing to Combs. Back out top to Cox. He's guarded there by Godfrey. Off the handoff. Armstrong had it. Shot up. No good. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, I'm just, you know how I am sometimes. I think it's been a long time since they've let Moreno post up. But, hey, there we go. Swings it out. What a nice decision. But the three-pointer won't fall for Burrell.
But even then, wasn't really posting up. Just kind of got it on the high post and just kind of immediately turned to give it away.
Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, that guy, Camden Cox, has got some range. And he's obviously got the green light.
I think just about the whole Spencer County team does.
Moreno tried to pass it to his teammate Godfrey, and that's an unforced turnover.
It's one of those areas you see where you're trying to be unselfish and maybe you're being a little too charitable. We've talked about it several times this year.
Yeah.
On the pregame show for UK.
Keaton Baird ready to check back in. Carl told you about his injured ankle. As we've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half, 26-22, great crossing over Spencer County. And now has Great Crossing gone to some sort of, no, it's not a zone, but they're
it looks like they're trapping certain people, especially out on the point.
There you go. Drive is cut off. They swing it back out to Marksberry. And that shot again, that was Cox. It won't go, but Marksberry steals it back and then throws it away.
Threw it to you and I.
Tried to anyway. We've got our first media timeout of the second quarter. And while we do that, let's go to Carl Nathan.
Thank you, Dave Baker. Dr. Eric Rellinger, pediatric surgeon, Kentucky Children's Hospital, part of UK Healthcare, is our guest here during the second quarter. And, Doctor, I wanted to ask you, as far as being a pediatric surgeon, one of the great things at Kentucky Children's Hospital is the atmosphere of collaboration and teamwork.
Oh, collaboration's at the foremost of all of our care at Kentucky Children's Hospital. Within the pediatric surgery team, we have 7 pediatric surgeons, 3 nurse practitioners, 3 clinical nurses, 1 nurse manager, 2 patient navigators, and a team pharmacist. We work together on all of our patients to make sure that we can deliver the best care possible in the safest manner possible.
You're dealing with patients that are from babies, from infants on up to 18 and sometimes even beyond that. So it's a wide range. One of the good things it would seem is with a young person at least, the healing time, the healing process can come along faster, yes?
Yes, that's one benefit for working with children. They tend to bounce back quickly. We have great teams to support them through that healing process. So like we talk about when with little babies, we have a level 4 NICU that's first rate and the largest in Kentucky. And then as far as the trauma service and bigger kids, we have a level 1 trauma service that's ACS verified and provides great trauma care for our kids in the Commonwealth.
Well, Dr. Rellinger, we're glad here at Kentucky Children's Hospital. We're glad that UK Healthcare is sponsoring this 2024 Boys Basketball Sweet 16. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.
All right, back to Dave Baker and Cameron Mills.
Thanks, Carl. And while we have a chance, we want to thank the people who are bringing you the great action from this UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The Citizens Bank of Moorhead is proud to help sponsor Sweet 16 basketball on 96.3 FM, WIVY, Moorhead.
Back at it here in Lexington, Richardson got it. And that shot was crooked from the start. Moreno got the offensive rebound, went back up and was fouled. And Cameron, I mean, the kid has obviously got some skills. But the thing that has impressed me is when he goes to the glass, he absolutely does not bring that ball back down.
No, he doesn't. And you think how many times, I mean, with his brother playing this level of basketball and even further, how many times he's been taught that, coached that from, I mean, probably from the time he was in first grade. No matter what his height, you don't bring it down. And you can tell it has been coached into him for years.
Jackson Combs checks back in for the long rifle, Camden Cox.
I also love how unselfish he has been. We've seen a couple unforced turnovers, as you said, but he's willing to give the ball up to his teammates.
Missed them both. His brother Michael was a star at Scott County and then went on to have a great career at EKU. Malachi leading his team into the Sweet 16.
I was going to say, Michael, one of the nicest young men you would have ever met when he was at Sweet 16, and I'm sure still is, but I just remember talking to him, just what a sweet kid he was.
I'm telling you, this Jeremiah Godfrey, 6'7", senior, that kid could play somewhere, right?
I would think the way he has played so far in this game, he looks like a next-level athlete.
Marksberry, three-pointer, far baseline, and he got it.
Spencer County deserves so much credit for the way they have hung in this game, because it looked like it was going to be a blowout earlier in that first quarter, but they have stayed the course and now have the lead.
Richardson with a roll.
Correct myself. They are down three. We're down one.
Dude, I understand. Math wasn't a big thing for you.
It was not. No, it wasn't.
Optional.
And my I've had some nearsightedness come on here recently. So that scoreboard way up there.
Oh,
hard to see.
Come on. Well, you know you got that one right there. Let me move it so you can.
Again, Spencer County now, they've gotten back into this. They've had some baskets in low, in the paint, but they've done a lot of this by shooting some threes. Some of them, quote-unquote, ill-advised, but as you said earlier, it seems like the whole team's got the green light. And
right.
We know they've shot 800, what I say, 50-some-odd threes this season, which is 300 more than Great Crossing shot this season. So they're going to shoot as many as they possibly can. If they get them to fall, they're going to stay in this game.
Down to 22 seconds left in the first half. And I'm surprised that Scott County is going to let this clock run out and try to take one shot as their lead is three. Richardson gives it up to Burrell. Now they go in the box to Moreno. Spencer County bench wanted an offensive foul, and they did not get it.
And I don't think they should have got it either. That to me, from here, looking where I was, that looked like an absolute flop.
And Moreno will go to the line to shoot two.
Just because somebody bumps into you doesn't mean if you fall down, you get a charge or offensive foul call. I think that was a great no call by the officials.
Moreno rattles that one in. And so Camden Cox, who's that long, long three-point shooter, checks back in. And for Great Crossing, Jalen Warren, the 5'10 senior guard.
Now, Moreno can make this shot. Spencer County's got plenty of time to get up another transition three.
He missed it. He's only one of four. Here they come. Marksberry lets it fly, and he banked it in from just a step inside the half-court line. And you want to talk about taking momentum to the locker room? My goodness. Carl Nathie is standing by with Coach Jason Burns.
Hey, Coach, what a finish to the first half. Early on, they were getting the better of you, but you didn't get intimidated. You came back.
Hey, our kids are fighters. We've been doing this all year, no matter who it is. So we just got to fight for 16 more minutes.
It's a tough game. I mean, a physical game.
It is, which we knew it would be. And, hey, and honestly, we like that. I know they're bigger than us, but, you know, we've been playing that way, so we'll take it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
The head coach of Spencer County Bears, Jason Burns. His team, after that three-pointer right at the buzzer, goes to halftime trailing just by one. Great Crossing 29, Spencer County 28. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
You are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef,
provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef. It's what's for winners.
Side at Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Our halftime score, Great Crossing 29, Spencer County 28. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. We're going to have a very special guest. I think you're all going to love our interview in just a moment. But first, this from the Kentucky Beef Council. Our Kentucky Beef Council protein power rebounder of the first half is Malachi Moreno for Great Crossing, 9 rebounds. So he's the leader in that category. Did you know, if you're looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day, add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. Kentucky's own J.D. Shelburne, country music recording artist, is our guest. And thanks very much, first of all, for taking time out. I have to thank our mutual agent, Larry Vaught, who set this up for us. We really appreciate you coming in. Tell us about when you played high school basketball for Spencer County.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Larry and I go way back. I love that guy. I played Spencer County from 97 to 01. And, you know, back when I played, Scott County ruled our region. And we could never beat Scott or Shelby. And now things have kind of broken up. And we've some of the schools have broken up. And now we've got Great Crossing. And so, man, this is the first time my high school team has made it to Rupp. It was our dream as a kid to get here. I grew up, my dad was athletic director back when I played. And we came to state tournaments after state tournaments, stayed at my cousin's house. It was an annual trip. And so for us to come back, here I am watching Spencer County play. It's a proud moment.
Well, it must have been a great experience for you. Went on to the University of Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
And I was reading about you. If I understand right, you lost your grandmother at age 19. And that's when you took up the guitar and learned how to play and started singing on your own.
I did. I was at UK, and my grandmother died my freshman year, came home for her funeral, found an acoustic in her house, which I found out later belonged to my uncle, who never really took interest in it. And I sat around campus here and just played my dorm, played my apartment, and the friends just kind of nudged me. He's like, man, you got to start playing around, see what happens. And I did, and started building a crazy passionate fan base. And when I got out of college in 07, my dad sat me down. He's like, hey, if you want to go to Nashville, let's go. And so we packed the U-Haul in February of 2009. I've been down there ever since. And we just played our 3,000th concert. It's crazy to believe.
Fantastic. You have some songs, and you remember your Bluegrass State roots very well, because one of your hit songs, Straight from Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
You've got another one, Hometown in My Headlights, Neon Hallelujah. It's been a great career for you so far.
It has. Straight from Kentucky came out. I actually had the words Kaywood Leffert in that song. Kaywood Leffert play-by-play, actually. I'm a diehard Kentucky fan, and I try my best to represent this great state. And it's just Kentucky basketball, high school basketball. My hometown team is here. Kentucky's in the run for a national championship. Could life be any better right now as a sports fan? I'm not sure.
Well, J.D. Shelburne is the voice you're hearing, and we wish we could have him sing, we'll tell you about where you can hear him sing. We'll do that after we pause for this timeout. The score at halftime, Great Crossing 29, Spencer County 28. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass.
RightWay will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. RightWay is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
RightWay handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call RightWay Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Nashville-based recording artist, Kentucky's own, J.D. Shelburne is our guest here at halftime. Great Crossing leads by a point over Spencer County. That's your high school alma mater. You're a graduate of UK, now having a great career in Nashville. And tell us about some of the dates you have coming up. You're going to be in Kentucky. You're going to be in Vegas.
Yes.
And you're going to be in Gatlinburg. Tell us a little about it.
Yeah, I've got a lot of shows coming up. I'm doing a three-show run out in Vegas on the Strip, playing at Gilly's Dance Hall next month. I'll be doing a show at Thunder over Louisville. We're playing at Slugger Field for Thunder. Actually, I think I said a month from the day. And then I've got 41 dates on the summer tour right now. So I'm really, really excited about what we've got coming up. I'm going to be in Elizabethtown. So I've got a lot of shows throughout the Bluegrass State. So I'm always fun to come back home.
And I know you like to be home because you got a lovely wife, Amy,
yes.
And 3-year-old Jax. How do you handle all that, family and being on the road?
You know, I got a very, very supportive wife, and she's home with him right now, and he's a bit under the weather right now, so she's home playing super mom, and she supported me before Jax even came to the picture, and it's just gotten even more supportive as he's been born. So it's been a lot of fun as first-time parents, and you know, we took him to his first basketball game. We went to the SEC tournament, and he just wouldn't sit still very long, so we're going to give him another year before we bring him to Rupp.
I got to ask you, we got about 30 seconds left, but being in Nashville, being a recording artist, what advice would you have? Because a lot of people have dreams, you know, but it's not an easy business to break into.
It's not, man. You got to start with a website. Make it super easy for people to find you. Second thing is never sign a contract without an attorney looking at it. That's the number one thing for me. That's one thing I learned early on is get an attorney. I've got a lot of friends that are attorneys, and they never charge me. So have an attorney look at a contract and get a website. That's the two most important things you can get to Nashville. And build fans. Shake everybody's hand. Be nice to people. Be humble. And that's how I've been able to make a living out of it.
And you also got to have one other thing. And you got talent. So thank you, J.D.
I appreciate you, man.
Thank you. J.D. Shelburne, our guest at halftime. Our thanks to him. Kentucky's own, a Spencer County former basketball player, 29-28. Great Crossing lead, Spencer County. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? Our mission is to provide comprehensive banking products and services to our customers and to invest in the Kentucky communities where we live. Whitaker Bank is a reliable partner guiding you towards solid decisions for today's evolving environment and for whatever changes tomorrow might bring. We are committed to building comprehensive, long-term relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. GoTo Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Buffalo Wild Wings.
Carl Nathy courtside with head coach Steve Page of Great Crossing. Coach seemed to have dominance over Spencer County early in the ball game, but they rallied in that second quarter.
Hey, they've always rallied. I've seen them on film. They come back from deficits all the time. We got to make our free throws, start making shots, and use 24 a little bit more.
What about that? It's a physical game out there.
Yeah, again, he's a tough referee to officiate because he's so darn big. But he's got to make the ones down low. We got to make our free throws. And like I said, we just got to use them a little bit more and quit settling for what they want us to do.
All right, Coach.
Good luck. Thank you.
Steve Page, head coach of the Great Crossing Moorhawks, and 24, of course, Malachi Moreno, who does have 9 rebounds as Great Crossing leads Spencer County 29-28. Let's go back for second half action now. And a man who was inducted into the Kentucky Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame in the fall of 2022, Dave Baker. And alongside him, his sidekick on the UK Network and a former two-time champ with the Kentucky Wildcats, Cameron Mills. Dave and Cameron, take it away.
Thank you, Carl. We appreciate it so much. Carl Nathy, a Hall of Famer in his own right. Pleased to have him here with us, along with Tom Stevens, Richard Farmer, and our entire Morgan and Morgan Sweet 16 crew. So we got ourselves a one-point ball game, Cameron, and just like Steve Page said, I mean, it was really funny, and this is no disrespect here, but I mean, at the end of the dang quarter, I mean, it looked like there was a college team playing a high school team.
Yes.
I mean, honest to
it
goodness,
did.
I mean, it, and these Spencer County young men, I mean, just absolutely came back and just played incredible.
I mean, it was shocking what happened in that first half and what happened in that second half. I mean, and look, we can look at statistics. For example, I mean, and we heard Coach Page even say it, we've got to hit foul shots. Well, I mean, they're 2 of 8 from the foul line, Great Crossing is. They're 1 of 6 from the three-point line. They are shooting 50% from the field. But on the other hand, Spencer County, whether it's defense, rebounding, or getting those, you know, they've hit some deep threes, but we knew that coming in, that's the kind of team they were. They were going to take a lot of threes in transition, and it's kept them in this game. But the point is, they never quit. They didn't quit when Great Crossing came out. It looked like they were going to dominate this whole game. Spencer County hung in there and have battled back to within 1 point as we start the third quarter.
So here we go. Great Crossing will get the first possession of this second half as they head toward their bench. And Coach Steve Page. And let's see if they try to do, and they do, go to Moreno right away. And that's exactly what Page was talking about. That's the way they started the game.
Now, at Spencer County, it was in man-to-man, that possession. They haven't been man-to-man that last quarter. They played a lot of zone.
And Godfrey gets called for the foul from behind as Camden Cox went up for the shot and had it knocked away.
That's a tough call, but at the same time, it's hard to go over someone's back, and even though he got it clean, it's going to be hard for the official not to call a foul if you come from behind to block somebody.
Cox's first shot rolls around and in. Cox with now 7 points on the night. Both. Little four-court pressure here by Spencer County now is a little change-up, a little 2-2-1. Burrell goes to Moreno inside, and it was taken away from Vince Dawson. Here come the Bears. Thought about the three-pointer. Now the lefty three-pointer, and that would look good, but Earhart couldn't get it to fall.
Earhart has got the green light from anywhere on this court, averaging 20.1 points per game.
Dawson now works against what looks like it might be a little zone. Richardson leaves it. And that was a flat-footed jump shot. And now Moreno is going to get called for coming over the back.
Well, you're right. It was a zone that time by Spencer County. As they went from that full-court pressure zone, they backed up into what looked like maybe a 2-3. Now Great Crossing going full-court press as well.
Oh, my gosh. And that had to be a travel. Absolutely. There was nothing that Cox could do.
Well, what you're taught to do, though, is if you're trapped no matter where, and we've seen Spencer County do it earlier in this game, is you don't back up on your heels. You have to split the trap. And that time, backed up on his heels was Camden Cox and just turned the ball over.
Inside. That shot won't fall, and a big follow by Moreno. He tried to stuff it back in, and it sprang back out. Cox quickly into the front court, goes left wing, and gets it to Earhart. Now they swing it back out on front, and Cox was going to unleash. He does at the top of the key, and he got the defender, Godfrey, up in the air. And that is the first lead of the game for Spencer County. Richardson trying to penetrate. Now they go back to Moreno. He dishes it off. And that jump shot won't fall. And then Moreno missed another follow. A second follow. And boy, he is there on the boards. He just can't put it back in.
Well, I mean, Great Crossing just having all kinds of problems putting the ball in. I mean, the initial shot by Dawson didn't go in. And then Moreno missed, what, two or three? Here's a turnover by Great Crossing, though.
And how about that?
Or a turnover by Spencer County, leading to 2 points by Great Crossing.
That was, again, Jeremiah Godfrey, who's been the most effective Warhawk tonight. And we're all tied at 33. I think that's the first tie of the game. Quickly, here comes Spencer County. Mark Sperry. Check it, it's Luke Earhart. Great Crossing now in a hurry the other way, and that's an air ball that was partially blocked. And now Spencer County with its biggest lead at 36-33. Nice feed inside. And Steve Page is stoic down at the other end. But my goodness. Cooks. Inside, and there's another jam. And Godfrey tries to answer back any way he can. Here's another long three by Earhart. That one won't fall. But flying in there for the rebound is Barron. Bears have it in backcourt. Earhart again, another three. Oh, my goodness. The place is about to lose its roof.
That 2-3 zone that Spencer County's gone to has given Great Crossing all kinds of problems.
This time, Moreno is held down inside by Keaton Baird. But my goodness, Spencer County has hit four of its last five field goals as number 15, Jack Armstrong, checks back in. 41-35 Bears.
Turnovers, just turnovers by, and then missed shots by Great Crossing, and Spencer County's making a pay on the other end. But they're also getting second chance opportunities, which you would think with the size of Great Crossing, they shouldn't get.
Three-point jumper off of the inbounds, won't fall, and Richardson with a hard-fought rebound. And a tap in. Here comes the Great Crossing press. 2-1-1. And they get it into the front court. Earhart leaves it in the back. Now he swings it back out to Cox. Are you kidding me?
Just unconscious. They're not even looking at the goal. They're just turning and shooting.
Camden Cox. And now the Spencer County lead is 7 at 44-37. Three-pointer for the Warhawks goes in and out. Moreno with the rebound, stuffs it back in, and draws the foul.
What a great way by Moreno to silence the crowd. Obviously, Great Crossing's got a fan base here, but Rupp Arena during the Sweet 16, like always, the crowd overall tends to root for the underdog. And you hear from behind us over on the side when Spencer County made that run. As you said, the roof about came off this place. Moreno silenced everybody going up strong with that two-handed.
Spencer County has outscored Great Crossing 16-10 in this quarter as Moreno misses another free throw.
And he's 1-for-5 from the line. 44-39, Spencer County with 3:40 to go in the third. Now Great Crossing going to a trap look.
He opened up the middle.
And that's going to be a walk.
I like the way they changed defense there. Just kind of threw off Spencer County. Great Crossing going to something different. They started trapping the ball. As soon as the dribble was put on the floor, they trapped it and got Spencer County in a little rush.
Keith Baird checks back in for Spencer County. He replaces Marksberry. And now looks like Spencer County's gone back to the zone. Moreno underneath. And he's now really starting to assert himself in terms of position, Cameron.
But here's the thing. They're going and they're starting to foul him because that's basically all they can do, right? Unless they're going to get the rebound if he misses shots. But he's one of five. One of seven, I think, sir.
One of five
from the free throw line. So if he needs to start making foul shots, or they could just keep fouling him and fouling him. That one looked good.
And so that was the fifth foul, I believe, for Spencer County, which means that Great Crossing will shoot two the rest of the way in this quarter. Listen throughout the tournament for the Jailbreaker Fast Break. Brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good it should be illegal. And Moreno missed that one.
Not just Moreno missed them either. Godfrey's 1 of 4 from the foul line. Moreno now 2 of 7 as a team. 3 for 11 is Great Crossing.
Baird walks it into the front court. He's guarded out near the top of the key by Moreno. And somebody better get up on Camden Cox because he's going to let it go wherever he is. Now Moreno all the way out near the logo here at Rupp Arena. Here's Cox off the dribble, and that was Godfrey who blocked it.
Again, that athleticism of Godfrey just arrives so quick.
Godfrey gets it on the baseline, spins between two players, and they say he stepped out of bounds. My gosh, what action here in the third quarter as Spencer County, a huge underdog, has come back to take a 44-40 lead over Great Crossing. Thanks for listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
Our BSN Heart of the Game Award tonight goes to Bob White, the distinguished sports writer for the Louisville Courier-Journal for so many years. He's long retired, but still comes back every year to the Boys Sweet 16. Bob White, our BSN Sports Heart of the Game. Always good to see him. Back to you, Dave. Thank you, Carl. It is great seeing Bob here, KHSA Hall of Famer. Put in so many years of covering high school sports for the Courier-Journal. And we are back and at it again. And Spencer County with all the momentum and a 4-point lead with 2:30 to play in the third. Great Crossing has only lost one game this year, but they had to survive a buzzer beater in the 11th region tournament to break the heart of Lexington Catholic fans. And the two officials get together.
Got the call right.
And that's the main thing, right?
Absolutely it is.
Here on the inbound, there's that Cox guy again. That dude is going up. And that one falls off. Kicks off the rim.
Moreno went up and got it, and that is his 15th rebound. Spencer County continues to be in the zone. Warren down on the baseline for Burrell. They go inside to Moreno, and he's fouled again. Now, listen, you got to have players on the bench, but at the same time, like you said, you got to start making some of these free throws.
Well, and again, it's not just Moreno that's missing foul shots. I mean, Godfrey's 1 of 4. Moreno, 2 of 7. I mean, it's not been a great foul shooting day so far for Greg Cawson.
Penetration, and that is a tough floater. And there's Moreno with a putback. Burrell couldn't get it to go, but Moreno stuck it back in.
Moreno with his 16th rebound, that time offensive, and two buckets of Greg Crossing needed.
And that foul was on Gage Richardson.
Let's see this last 140, minute 40 of this third quarter. Which team is going to go on a little mini run? You got time to do it. Is it going to be a back and forth, or are we going to see somebody kind of assert themselves going into the fourth?
Cox was ready to let loose with that one. Instead, it's Marksberry. And that one goes out of bounds. You know, we've been watching Jason Burns here. I think both these coaches are great stories. I did not know until I talked in pregame that Jason Burns was a former Rick Pitino manager over at U of L.
He's probably picked up a few things. Maybe having a team that likes to shoot the three.
We actually were talking about that. He was talking about a game at Seton Hall where Rick Pitino picked up the wrong water, and after he drank it, it came flying back at him.
Oh, the stories we could tell.
The stories we have told. Back come the Warhawks. There's Moreno again.
Moreno made that shot a little bit harder than he had to. If he'd gone straight up, he could have gotten an and one, tried to go underneath, still drew the foul. But now back to the foul line, see if he can make better than 50% here and get two points instead of one or zero.
So Moreno is dug in here in the third quarter, and let's make sure to call Kentucky 811 before you dig. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Knock that one down.
That one looked absolutely pure.
Well, he's getting enough practice tonight. Yeah. He ought to get locked in.
Moreno with only one more point than he has rebounds. 17 points, 16 boards, 7 of 12 from the field.
Got them both.
Those both look fantastic. It didn't look like a player that had been struggling from the line after those two foul shots.
And here comes Greg Crossing with the full court pressure. They are trapping every time somebody picks the ball up. Here's Marksberry. The give inside to Armstrong. Now they come back out to Marksberry, who's hounded out front by Holman. Moreno all the way out to pick up Jason Combs. And now here's Cox. And Warren is right up on him. Three-pointer, left wing, no good. That was Armstrong. And here come the Warhawks in a tie game under 40 to play in the third quarter. Let's see if they go back into Moreno. That's what they want to do.
Combs doing a great job down there battling him.
Dawson tried to get it to him, and now Great Crossing is going to hold for the last shot. 15 seconds to go.
That was Jack Armstrong down there battling Moreno.
So out front, Burrell. Now he gets it to Holman. Holman with a penetration, and his shot is blocked. 1 second to go. Shot didn't get off. We saw a three-quarter court shot hit at the end of the first half. And how about this, boys and girls? We are all tied 44-44 as we head to the fourth quarter of the UK Healthcare KHSA Sweet 16. And you're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times, Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owings.
Sweet 16 sponsors include Bypass Pawn and JCA Auto Sales.
Godfrey back in. Hounding Cox out front. I think he's going to try to shut him down from shooting.
Well, good luck. Spencer County boys, they just shoot it from anywhere on the court.
Well, he shut him down that time, forced him to turn, kicked it back out for a three, though, and that wouldn't fall as Jack Armstrong couldn't connect. Other way, off the glass. That was rushed. And wow, you got little Marksberry in there who's trying to muscle Moreno out. And they get it back, and Burrell puts great crossing back on top.
Sweet little floater by Burrell that time. And a lot of hectic play going on. He's got to calm himself, was able to hit that little jumper.
Armstrong tied up down on the baseline. Baird wouldn't pull the trigger.
No, but look how far he's forcing Moreno to come out and guard him because he can't give him any room to get a shot off any of these players.
But here's Cox now, and I'm telling you, Godfrey has really D'd up on him. He forced that shot to go wide and then got the rebound even though he had to fight through a screen. Here's Moreno underneath, and they don't call what some would call a flop, and Moreno gets it to go. I didn't hear your view on that.
Well, I nothing else to add. You said it perfectly.
Okay.
I mean, I just think that that's what they're trying to do, is force the officials to call a charge on Moreno because they're giving up so much height to him. But, I mean, he's allowed to make athletic plays.
Are we recording here by chance? That was a broadcast rarity when Cameron said you said it perfectly. I mean, I've never heard that in all the time we've been working together.
Well, I mean, that should tell you something right there.
Right? Should. Maybe fatigue is getting to you.
That'll be happening by Saturday.
Jalen Warren guilty of the foul. And now Marksberry out top. And now they're going to call the foul.
Yep.
On Godfrey.
I like Godfrey trying to be aggressive there. But at the same time, you're 30, 40 feet from the basket. And even though you want the steal, you don't want to give away foul shots because the Spencer County team can hit them as well. So you put them in the bonus, you're going to be in trouble down the stretch.
Remember in high school now, they're playing that rule. You got to have five fouls in a quarter before you get to shoot two. Armstrong, little finger roll and got it to go. And we're tied again. Dawson in all kinds of traffic, and he's fouled.
Looks like they're not giving him the basket.
That'll be a common foul with 5:57 to go. So great crossing has committed two fouls. And that, I believe, is the first of the quarter on Spencer County. Warren behind the back now sets it up at the top of the key and leaves it for Burrell.
Great communication by Spencer County in this zone that they're sitting in.
I think you got to go right back to that guy. Feed the beast. And he goes up with a left hand.
And what else can you do if you're Spencer County in that situation? I mean, Marino was so calm and composed in that low post, he didn't rush it. He took a dribble, drop step right, and went up with the left hand.
Marino now with 22 points, 17 rebounds, in 25 minutes of basketball. Here's Cox. He got a screen, and it won't go. And he's got it back again. Ball fake into the lane. And muscled it up and in. And now a quick timeout by Coach Jason Burns as they pulled within a couple. And Burns has indicated it's a full timeout. We've got 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the opening round finale of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury. But the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you? We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel, and scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel.
Carl Nathy back with the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. In the huddles between the quarter when it was tied at 44-all, Spencer County. I tell you what, the Bears players, they mirror the determination so evident in the eyes of their head coach, Jason Burns. For great crossing and their coach, Steve Page, he was telling them, hey, we got 8 minutes. Let's go. Let's take it to them and win this ball game. Back to you, Dave. Thanks, Carl. Look at Moreno handle the ball against the pressure.
With his left hand.
And bring it into the front court. And now Dawson kicks it back out. Burrell gives it up. Warren has it right wing. Now they give it back to Dawson as they work against this zone of Spencer County. Far baseline, and that won't fall. Great crossing. Only one of seven from outside the three-point line as that three by Spencer County was blocked. Here come the Warhawks. And to the lane! It's a basket and a foul for Jaylen Warren.
There's a great opportunity right there for Jaylen to stop and hit a three in transition, or at least shoot one, but no, not for him. He takes it all the way to the basket, tries to get the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
Andrew Barrett checks back in to the Spencer County lineup to replace Jackson Combs.
The last two possessions, Dave, Spencer County has fronted Marino. Now, they may have been doing it off and on the whole game, but they have intentionally tried to front him on this 2-3 zone and had someone immediately behind him to cover that area as well. It's the cross-court skip pass for a great crossing that they need to look for if Spencer stays in the 2-3.
Spencer County with a penetration goes up and under Marino, and that wasn't going to work for Kellen Marksberry. 4 minutes now, and great crossing has scratched the lead back out to four. They led by as many as 10 in the first half. And then Spencer County took its first lead here in the second. Baseline floater. Oh, how pretty was that? Vince Dawson got it to go. Great crossing has hit four of its last five field goals, and they've done it when they've needed it the most. Earhart can't get free, but he makes a great pass. And Moreno got a piece of the shot as Barrett thought he had an easy two.
It looked like he had an easy two. Moreno shut that down real quick.
Have to check Moreno's blocks numbers. But my goodness, what a 97! And how about that lob? Oh my goodness! a set play, and it goes to Jeremiah Guthrie, and that's the best play we've seen at the Sweet 16 in a long way. Moreno with another block. And great crossing, trying to do what they do, and Spencer County is going to have to take another timeout.
What did Carl say that Coach Page said? Just take it to them and let's win this quarter. And they have come out strong in the last little bit and showed up and showed out.
Janias Burrell with the basket. And all of a sudden that lead, for the first time since the first half, is back up to 10, 58-48. Fans, Roberts Insurance has been serving the student accident insurance needs of Kentucky schools for over 30 years and currently serves more than 160 school districts across the state. If your district is interested in student accident insurance programs, reach out to Roberts Insurance today.
Well, the official stats only have Marino with two blocks. I think that might be this quarter.
He's gotten two in the last 5 minutes. I mean, what?
I mean, he's just, and even when he hasn't blocked shots, I mean, we've seen Spencer County, they have to be aware of where he is. So they're thinking about it. So even when he's not blocking them or even intimidating, he's in their mind. They know his presence is down there.
You know, I'm gonna go off script here for just a minute, which is not unusual. But that dunk by Jeremiah Godfrey, I'm going to call that the right way auto glass in front of the glass shot of the night. Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider.
You didn't really go off script there. You just ad-libbed a little.
I mean, he's been up on that glass a lot.
I mean,
there are handprints on that glass tonight from that kid.
That we said, I think, at the beginning of the game, and because of Spencer County's response to the athleticism of Great Crossing, we kind of stopped talking about it. But now, again, Great Crossing reminding us of what great athletes they have on this team as they have played a full game. They've weathered Spencer County's three-point barrages. And now back up with 2:43 left in this fourth, back up 10. And they went from a four-point lead to that 10-point lead awfully quick.
Spencer County has now not scored, and they've had a drought of 2 minutes and 24 seconds. An 8-0 run by Great Crossing. And I tell you, I think the difference has been right there when you see Godfrey, who has gotten out there to shut down Camden Cox.
And he's done it. Look how far he's playing him out on the court.
Marksberry has to give it up. Baseline three-pointer. It's no good. And that was off the money from Andrew Barron. As time now becomes the ally for Great Crossing. They lead by 10 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Pull-up jumper. Won't go, but there is Godfrey again. Couldn't get it to go. Moreno gets the rebound. What a fighting putback by Malachi Moreno. points. He's 10 of 15 from the field. And he's only got 19 rebounds. What a performance. And Great Crossing at our media timeout. Lead Spencer County by a count of 60-48 at the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network table.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Rowan County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Carl Athey, the Clark's Pump and Shop sideline report. And in the Great Crossing huddle, they're taking nothing for granted. They're talking defense. They've got the big lead with only a minute 50 to go, 60-48. They want to close it strong and not give any hope to this tough and feisty Spencer County bunch. Dave?
Thanks, Carl. 16-4. Cameron just pointed out that Great Crossing has outscored Spencer County in the fourth quarter. And now just 1:48 to play.
Coach Page over here frustrated as Godfrey gets called again for a foul. Again, he's being aggressive, and right towards the end, right before that timeout, blocked a three-point shot. He's being so aggressive, but again, you want to be aggressive without fouling, especially up 12 points with a minute 47 left to go in the game.
And I mean, it's just tough to ratchet it down. That's what you told him to do. There's Cox with a three, and it won't fall. And Godfrey got a hand on the rebound before it went to Janias Burrell. Burrell now backs it out, beats the double team. Warren back to Burrell. And they play catch, and Steve Page over at the Great Crossing bench calls a timeout, and that'll be a full timeout. Spencer County with two timeouts left, and I believe Great Crossing still has three.
Well, we're getting to that point where your tendency is to want to say, all right, Great Crossing's gone ahead and pulled this out. But with the way Spencer County has fought back in this game more than once, with the way they shoot three-point shots overall, I mean, they're gonna launch them here. I mean, they're down 12 with 1:25 left to go in the game. Great Crossing's got a chance to go up even more with the ball. But Spencer County, when they get possession, you're going to start to see a three barrage happen here, and they can make bad three-pointers. I mean, they've shot 860 on the year, and they have made around 40% of those on the season, especially in transition. So you're going to see a barrage coming as they try to fight back in this game quickly. It's a matter of can Great Crossing limit them to only one shot per possession.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk, the original sports drink. For more information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com. And I'm going to tell you now, if you think about it, what Great Crossing has done here in the final moments has been a jailbreak.
Yeah.
And it's brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good, it should be illegal. So both teams break the huddle. Great Crossing will inbounds right in front of Coach Steve Page. And it'll be Gage Richardson who triggers.
Now, if they front Marino down out on this side out of bounds, there's no one behind him right now. He does have a player kind of cheating off.
They go into backcourt. And Burrell works against Marksberry. Now they give it to Warren. Driving layup won't go. And Vince Dawson, I'm sure that Steve Page would have liked to see them use some more clock. Coming up on the last minute, pass inside, and Moreno turned him away. That was Keaton Baird, and now under a minute to go. And Spencer County having to use all kinds of clock because of the great defense from Great Crossing. And that three-pointer won't fall. And it's out of bounds to Great Crossing.
That was rim protecting by Marino that time. He did not get a block. He did not even get a challenge. But Spencer County knew he was back there, and so they were not able to even get a shot attempt off because they knew he was sitting back there, and he's blocked so many in this game.
We can talk about offense and all this stuff and anything you want to talk about. And now a whistle, and Steve Page is going to call a 30-second timeout. And while we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Thanks to all our great stations bringing you the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Live from Rupp Arena, it's Boys Sweet 16 Basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by the John W. Clark Oil Company.
Sam talking about offense and everything, but defense has been the difference here. Spencer County, after playing so valiantly, has now gone 4 minutes and 20 seconds without scoring. That's virtually the entire fourth quarter.
Well, again, only 4 points in this fourth quarter, but not only that, how about this stat? 40 rebounds for Great Crossing to 24 for Spencer County.
Drake crossing, beats the pressure, and Moreno missed the dunk. His teammate Warren set him up.
Beautiful.
Just absolutely missed the dunk.
Okay, just put his hands up like, don't know what went wrong there. Fortunately, doesn't look like that's going to affect the outcome of the game.
That's a couple of those.
And if you're 7'1", what else are you going to do? If I was 7'1", I'd go up and try to dunk it every time.
That's a couple of those. And our guy Godfrey has missed a couple of putback slams as well. Warren with the steal. Lob it this time for Godfrey. And he can't get it to go. And a putback inside by Vince Dawson.
Godfrey is everywhere on this court. Absolutely everywhere. Again, didn't get the turnover that time, but just came out of the blue. Another deflection forces Spencer County to just rush a little
bit. He's got that wrap on his right hand. It doesn't appear to be affecting him too much, but it's probably because he tries to slam the ball every time. Long three-pointer won't go. And the rebound pulled down by Burrell. And under 10 seconds to go, they'll dribble it out. My goodness, what an effort by Spencer County.
Both teams.
But at the end of the night, Great Crossing performed like what they are, the number one ranked team in the Commonwealth. And Great Crossing wins it by a count of 62-48. The Warhawks improved to 35-1. The Bears of Spencer County see their season come to an end at 25-10. For Spencer County, they were led in scoring by Camden Cox with 15. He was 3 of 12 from outside the three-point line. And as you look at the Scott County line, Godfrey had 11 points. He had 6 rebounds. And, man, what else can you say about Malachi Moreno?
Just utter dominance.
24 points, 10 of 16 from the field. He was just 4 of 9 from the line. And he pulled down 19 big rebounds in 31 minutes of play.
Go ahead and throw him 2 assists there, too, as he shares the ball a little bit.
Great to see both of these teams coming together arm in arm at midcourt for a postgame prayer.
Yep. And that's got to be harder for Spencer County than Great Crossing, but love to see it.
Absolutely.
There's even players out there hugging each other on opposing teams. Some of these players play against each other in the AAUs and other situations. And even though they're enemies on the court, when they're off the court.
All right, let's take it over to Carl Nathan. Carl?
All right, thank you, Dave Baker. And we have our Blue Oval SK Electrifying Player of the Game, Malachi Moreno, for Great Crossing. Unofficially, 24 points, 19 rebounds. But this was kind of a scary game for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. They're one heck of a team. We struggled with their three-point shooting ability. But I think once we started getting inside, we were able to dominate them from then on.
What have you learned from watching your older brother, Michael, who played in the Sweet 16 and then went on to great career at EKU?
I learned not to let my nerves take control of my game, just to do me and help my team win at any cost.
Good luck in the next round.
Thank you.
Malachi Moreno, and he is our Electrifying Player of the Game presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at BlueOvalSK.com. More to come. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowland County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Stagg, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
EDU. Did you know milk is a natural source of electrolytes, carbs, and high-quality protein, making it one of the best beverages for hydration? Drink milk after workouts and games to help your body recover and stay hydrated longer. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit TheDairyAlliance.com. TheDairyAlliance.com.
Back at it here courtside at Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington. Great Crossing, the number one team in the Commonwealth, knocks off Spencer County 62-48 to advance to Friday's quarterfinals. Our KEA difference maker of the game is Jeremiah Godfrey. Cameron, I think he's got 11 points. What are you poking me here for? No, you're good. You're good. Okay, so Jeremiah Godfrey is the difference maker of the game. He had 11 points, 5 of 8 from the field. He had 3 blocks, 6 rebounds, and I thought his defensive effort on Cox in the fourth quarter was one of the big differences.
No, it absolutely was. I mean, the way he came up, remember at the beginning of the game, how he was playing absolutely just so hard and so athletically, and he showed up in this fourth quarter and did it again.
Okay, so the news conference is taking place back in the media room. Let's check in.
Honestly, the game was about what we expected. We knew Spencer County was going to be tough. We knew that there would be certain times in the game they would get hot, and they made those three threes in the third quarter. I'm not positive, but I believe it was 44-37 them after the third three. And then so that put us, 25-4 to end. And our defense was phenomenal after that stretch. So we tell them all the time that it's about defense. Jalen Warren came in and did a great job on Earhart. Jeremiah did a wonderful job the entire game on Cox. Again, I think it was just that stretch. But we didn't expect it to be easy. I mean, there's 16 darn good teams here. So we expect every single game to be tough. But proud of my kids. We didn't, we haven't quit all year. And we continue to do great things.
Okay, so that's Coach Steve Page of Great Crossing talking about his Warhawks win. We were talking about Jeremiah Godfrey, who was our KEA difference maker of the game. The difference maker of the game, did you know that the average amount a teacher spends is $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? And let's talk now about our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the game. Cameron, there's no question about this, right?
No.
It's Michael Moreno with 19 rebounds in 31 minutes.
19 boards, offensive and defensive, just utter dominance down in the paint. Missed some foul shots. Other than that, almost played a flawless game.
Did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap things up here at Rupp Arena and put a bow on day one of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. We appreciate you listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game, you love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811 so you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know that
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now, we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
We're back in Rupp Arena. Day one of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 is in the books. And a nightcap. Great Crossing out of the 11th region, beating Spencer County out of the 8th, 62-48. Kind of a different history, Cam. Of course, Spencer County been around for a long time. Great Crossing. This is just the fifth year that that school has been open. But yet two teams matching up tonight that neither one had been to the Sweet 16.
And usually that means both teams going to come out a little tentative, a little nervous. I mean, maybe for most of these kids, maybe all these kids, first time they've been on this court in this arena. And yet neither team really came out and looked like they weren't within what you'd expect them to do and what both coaches thought they were going to do. Great Crossing went on that early run, but Spencer County didn't stop. They didn't quit. They fought back. And what was a two-point game at halftime? Two-point game at halftime. Right. And then later in this fourth quarter, Great Crossing just goes on a run and just puts Spencer County away. But so much credit to that Spencer County team because they could have easily folded in that first quarter.
Boy, weren't they tough?
Folded, but they didn't. They fought back and, again, made this a game at halftime. But just at the end, too much athleticism, too much Marino. Malachi Marino just kind of owned this basketball game. Even when he wasn't getting his hand on the ball, he was a presence in the paint and just owned the game from start to finish.
And Cameron, one final thing before we get to a break. I just think, at least from my standpoint throughout the day, I thought everybody that took the court today, I don't think anybody was overcome by the big stage or the bright lights or the great crowd. I thought we saw some really top-notch basketball today.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, is you have seen in the past, and again, I agree with you today, but you've seen in the past some teams come in, they're kind of in awe of Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think at the same time, so many of these teams that wind up playing, you know, in the postseason in high school and go further and further, they've been playing in the King of the Bluegrass. They've been playing in other
right.
big tournaments, whether it's in the state or out of the state. So the atmosphere is the same and they're used to it. It's just maybe the aura of being in Rupp Arena might get to them sometimes for the first time, meeting all of them, Kentucky boys, most of them I'm going to assume, want to play on this court like I did. And yet we haven't seen it. I mean, every team has come out and kind of put that to the side once that ball is stiffed and they just play their game.
Okay, we're going to take a break, come right back, and close things out after an outstanding first day of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, and you are listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hidden Hills Annual Cattle Health Day Sale, March 18th through the 23rd, is the time to buy cattle essentials. Save all week long on pour-on dewormers, fly tags, mineral, vaccines, automatic waterers, livestock scales, pre-foot cattle working equipment, and more. The most popular and trusted items that cattlemen need to efficiently raise healthy cattle are on sale during Hinton Mills Cattle Health Days. Fleming County Farm Supply, Jabetown Mill, Maeswick Mill, Frank Hinton & Son, Hinton Mills Cynthiana, and Hinton Mills Mount Sterling. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Are you considering a new home purchase or needing to cover some unexpected expenses? You need a stable partner you can trust to help you understand your options. This is John Rhodes, a loan officer at Whitaker Bank, located at 140 East Main Street here in Moorhead. As part of your community, I'm here to help you understand the best options for you today and in the future. Give me a call at 606-780-8345 and let me show you why Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Whitaker Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
The Sweet 16, presented in part by Cave Run Pharmacy.
Opening day of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 is in the books. McGoffin County and Great Crossing with wins today. They'll play in our first quarterfinal matchup Friday morning at 11 a.m. And then game number two at 1:30 on Friday will be Lyon County taking on Adair County. Tomorrow we get going at 11 a.m. Harlan County takes on Warren Central. Then at 1:30 it's Butler County versus Evangel Christian from over in Louisville. The Nightcaps, Pulaski County takes on Trinity at 6. And at 8:30 Newport takes on Campbell County. So we would remind you that the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. So as we head out tonight, I want to thank all our teammates on the broadcast of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Cameron Mills, who was here with the color. El Presidente, Carl Nathy, hosted the broadcast and reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer, our executive producers and on-site coordinators. And again, our thanks for the network coordination from Gus Allen. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm Dave Baker. Again, the final score, Great Crossing 62, Spencer County 48. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.